Well, it has been challenging, and I freely admit that we've had to make some changes here to try and get things moving. We haven't issued as many loans as we would have liked by now. The NAIF has only been running for just over a year and a half. And compared to some other infrastructure funds, both here and around the world, its progress is not lagging by any great degree. But we do have some concerns that without these changes, some of the good projects that are in the pipeline that are almost ready may not get to that final bankable, investable stage.
So you say these changes will increase the flexibility and improve the potential for support for projects in partnership with the private sector. How are they going to do that?
Well, I'll do that principally by removing what was an arbitrary threshold on the NAIF that they couldn't invest more than 50% of a project's debt. So the reason we had that there, of course, is to try and make sure that the private sector had some skin in the game and we were protecting taxpayer interest. But that's proven quite challenging to get projects across the line when you've got a hard-nosed a quantitative threshold like 50%. We're instead going to rely on the expertise and diligence of the Northern Australian Infrastructure Facilities Board. They do have a lot of background in finance and commercial activities. They need to be able to judge those risks. And just like any commercial investor or financial institutions, properly assess those risks, make sure taxpayer interests are protected, but also, of course, get projects, get business going as well.
Will that go far enough?
Well, look, no, there's no guarantees in life, but when things aren't going as you expected, of course, you review them and try and change them. Our objective hasn't changed. We are very committed to seeing Northern Australia develop. This is not the only thing we're doing in the North. We have successfully funded more than $700 million of projects in road and water infrastructure. We have established a cooperative research centre on Northern Australian agriculture. I'm announcing another project that it's backing, and the East Kimberley's here today. And today I know we're going to have some fruitful discussions with states and territories at a ministerial forum about future plans and future funding arrangements for infrastructure across the North.
But Minister Canavan, you must hear the frustration that I hear, that there's a lot of discussion, a lot of talking still going on about the potential of Northern Australia, but not a lot of rubber hitting the road. Some proponents in northwest Queensland who were meeting with NAIF bureaucrats yesterday spoke about feeling as though they'll never meet the threshold, particularly the requirement to have all of their investment, their private backing, locked in before they can lodge a successful application. They're suggesting that often it's the other way around. They get the government support and then the private funds will flow. How do you respond to that concern?
Look, I'm happy to talk to those people directly if you can pass on their details. Because it's not the case that the NAIF can't or don't issue so-called letters of credit, if you like. That's sort of conditional finance based obviously on many other conditions. Obviously, before our money is transferred, all of the finance from other backers has to be set in stone as well. But of course, like when you're getting a mortgage on your home, you can get conditional approval based on you doing a bunch of other things before the bank transfers the money to your account. So that can be done. It has been done. But of course, projects need to be to a level of bankability for NAIF to get on board as well.
When you announced that $1 billion loan facility, could you have envisaged that nearly 2 years later that there'd still only be one single project on the books?
Well, as I said earlier, there's not that many examples of this. It's quite an innovative way of delivering government finance. But take, for example, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which has a similar basis. It took 11 months to fund its first project. It wasn't really until it got more than 2 years that it had a large portfolio of projects invested. It didn't have some of the restrictions that were placed on the NAIF. The United States has a road infrastructure program, which is similar to the NAIF. And again, it had very few projects, even 4 or 5 years after its establishment in the 1990s. But it's now very successful. It does take a long time to take projects from an idea.
Sure. I'm trying to establish, though, Minister, is NAIF meeting the government's own expectations, let alone the community's?
Well, as I say, we're making these changes because it hasn't met our expectations, but I'm also trying to put that in context, that it is going to take time. This was always a longer-term initiative in our white paper. We have already funded $700 million worth of roads, including building first inland link between Cairns and Melbourne, the Hand Highway, that's going ahead now. The first stage of that has been completed, including really important beef roads like the Claremont to Alpha link that's starting in the next couple of months. These things are happening now. The NAIF is always going to take some time to build momentum.
How much time, Minister? How long will it be before we're having these interviews about actual projects that are being funded?
Well, look, I'm not putting arbitrary timelines on it, but the NAIF themselves have said that they're hoping that, that by the end of the year they should have half a dozen or more projects out of the box, and that was before the change they're making. I'm also told that a number of others could be finalised as a result of these changes. So, look, I'm not putting arbitrary timelines on it. The Act itself says that we've established the NAIF for 5 years, so we're a little bit under halfway. At the end of this year, we'll be halfway into that five-year period. So that would probably be a good time to review things again. We'll actually do a legislative review at that halfway stage as well to look more in detail about the legislation. But as I say, while we think things can be going a little quicker, I also want to say the report we've done has shown that, has proved that the NAIF has some very good processes. There is a strong pipeline of projects. It's a matter now of converting these into financial close.
Senator Matt Canavan, Minister for Resources in Northern Australia, thanks very much for speaking with us from Kununurra today, and good luck with your deliberations with the other ministers from the Northern Australian state governments.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.